Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock, with a unique and beautiful ice skating rink to enjoy this time of year. Go to graftonloadingdock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Every justice has the right and opportunity to decide what he or she is going to do and announce it on their own. There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later. Thank you so much.
So there's President Biden from the White House making a non-comment comment about the retirement of Justice Breyer. So we have heard this news this morning that Justice Breyer has indicated, I suppose, that he is going to retire his position on the Supreme Court. And that means that this sets up yet another one of those scenarios where we watch the president nominate an individual whom he deems qualified to serve in the Supreme Court, and the Senate holds hearings in order to confirm said nominee. Will it be as dramatic as a Trump nominee? I highly doubt it will be as dramatic. But let's get to our guest on this issue and some other ones. Joy Murdoch, who is a Fox News contributor. Joy, we're going to talk to you about some other things, but this news having just peaked here right this morning, with Justice Breyer announcing his retirement or about to announce his retirement, what's your reaction to what the country's, you know, up against here in the next few months with the Biden administration?
Annie, well, first, great to talk with you again. And my initial reaction is, it's always something, you know, just when you think things were already very busy, well, now they're going to get even busier. I do agree with you that the stakes will not be as high as they were when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away and Amy Coney Barrett was nominated. That obviously shifted the court significantly to the right. This will be, I assume, basically one Democrat appointee being replaced with another Democrat appointee. Question for Joe Biden is, can he solve several problems all at once by nominating Kamala Harris to the Supreme Court? If he did that, he would be able to keep his promise of naming a woman of color to the court, number one. Number two, she is about, I don't know her exact age, 49, 50, 51, so presumably she could be on the U.S. Supreme Court for 30 years. I recoil in horror at that idea, but if I were a left-wing Democrat, I would be salivating over the opportunity of somebody like Kamala Harris to be in the Supreme Court for a long time, pushing their ideas. Again, not my ideas, but their ideas. So from their standpoint, that would please the left Democrat base of Biden, which has been getting very upset lately about the lack of Build Back Better getting passed and so on. And then he could nominate somebody to replace Kamala Harris, who's been a huge failure as vice president. Perhaps somebody like Amy Klobuchar, who, as far as I can tell, I don't agree with her very much, but she seems more competent. She's certainly more skillful at giving interviews. She can get up and give a speech without making a fool of herself. And she's a woman. She's from Minnesota, which is sort of a swing state. And that probably would be something that would calm things down and perhaps provide a little sense of stability at the White House. So Joe Biden could solve multiple problems all at once by putting Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court. I would not be surprised if he did that. And, of course, the one interesting detail left would be if it came down to a 50-50 vote between 50 Democrats voting yes and 50 Republicans voting no, would Vice President Kamala Harris cast the tie-breaking vote and put herself on the Supreme Court? And if so, wouldn't that be a delicious moment?
Yeah. I don't think I can in good confidence vote in favor of myself. That's what I would like to see. Fox News contributor Joy Murdoch with us right now. I'm curious of your thoughts on the administration's constant commitment to make the number one and number two, and I don't know in which order, and I would never dare suggest that I would know the order of importance here, of qualification for filling these roles or these positions as skin color and gender. He did it for the vice presidential position, and he has been on record multiple times suggesting that that would be his case for the Supreme Court justice nominee if he were to be given that opportunity. That looks like pandering. Does that look like pandering to the people who I am assuming he's pandering to?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it is pandering. But, you know, the Democrats, as you know, they play the skin color game and the gender game all the time. So none of that should be a surprise if he did this. In fact, he's promised to put a woman of color on the court, as we said earlier. So I don't know which comes first, whether it's the color or the gender. With someone like Kamala Harris, you've got both. She's, conveniently enough, both a black person and a woman. She is an attorney. She's a former attorney general, former U.S. senator. So on paper, she would look like a good nominee. Again, not somebody I would support, but from the left's standpoint and Biden's standpoint, somebody who would be a good nominee from their perspective. She doesn't seem to be the brightest bulb in the chandelier, the sharpest knife in the drawer. But, you know, I guess that for the purposes of checking a box, she certainly qualifies from that standpoint.
So something else that I want to talk to you about, kind of jettisoning here from our conversation surrounding Kamala Harris. I mean, she hails from the state of California, and you can look up and down this very deep blue state and see how crime is ravaging many of the cities in that state. If you look at San Francisco, it's an absolute disaster. Los Angeles is a disaster. People are fleeing this state. I just read a story the other day that they've run out of U-Hauls in California because people are fleeing this state. And one of the reasons why is because it's unsafe. It's unsafe to live in these big cities. It's not a place you want to raise your family. And it doesn't take very long to look from Democrat-run city to Democrat-run city and see this as a consistent factor in a place where the control has been given to the left. And I think that Americans are waking up to that issue in a big, big way right now as well. Is this a problem? I mean, I guess the way Peter Ducey asked this question, is this a liability? I don't know if you're going to call me names like President Biden called Peter Ducey, but is this a liability for the Democratic Party, for this administration, and for people like Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I think it's a huge liability for a number of reasons. One is that the crime has become so random and so unpredictable. The last big crime wave we had was tied in with the crack epidemic. A lot of things were involved with drug deals that went wrong, and innocent people got caught in the crossfire. But most of the violence was related to people who were wrapped up in bad drug deals or transactions went sideways or what have you. Now you've got people like this poor young lady from UCLA who was working in a furniture store minding her business, and in walks somebody, and she's trying to sell him a piece of furniture, and he decided it'd be a great idea to kill her. They were doing a drug deal. He wasn't involved with her previously. She was not like a prostitute and he's the pimp or anything like this. So there are people who just are going about their business, suddenly get, you know, stabbed, thrown onto the subway tracks like we've had happen three times in the last 10 days or so here in New York. It's completely unpredictable. I think that makes things that much scarier than in the past. You'd think, well, as long as I become a crack dealer, I'll be okay. Number one. Number two, you've got the Democrat Party, which is a couple years ago was pushing defund the police, all the post-George Floyd matters efforts to defund, demoralize, and bash the police and police departments and so on. That is boomeranging in their faces. The boomerang has turned and hit them right smack hard in the face. And people know that this enormous boom in crime has been largely a result of the ideas and policies like defunding the police, so-called bail reform, which is bail elimination, and other soft on crime and sort of criminal hugging policies pushed by the left. And people know this is not the result of broken windows policing and the sorts of things people on the right have pushed. This is a result of left-wing policies that have been tried and very, very, very quickly failed and failed miserably. As we now see something like, I think it's 16 or so Democrat-run cities have the biggest numbers in homicide ever. I mean, they're breaking records. In 2021, they broke records that were set back in the 1970s and even the 1990s. So I think most people see that and they're appalled. And the Democrats better come up with something very different very quickly if they don't want to suffer the wrath of the American people.
You know, Fox News contributor Dory Murdoch with us here. You touch on something that's really important because everybody knows, everybody sees the crime that is taking place, and everybody sees the result that is happening in these cities. I'm sitting in St. Louis right now. We are regularly the number one city for crime nationally speaking, and it's very disappointing. And I myself have been carjacked in this city. I've had a gun pointed me sitting in stop traffic on a bridge just for sitting in traffic. I mean, this is this is just me commuting to work during the daytime, I might add.
Wow. Everybody's terrifying.
It is. And everybody sees this. And what you just said there is that this crime is a result of the policies, which means that the Democrats are actively instituting specific policies that are resulting in criminal chaos. And if these policies continue to result in this criminal chaos and they're not changing their policies, then there has to be a political benefit that the Democratic Party is gaining from continuing to implement these and subsidizing DAs that don't want to prosecute crimes, that want to, you know, actually defend criminals instead of the people who live in these communities. What does the Democrat Party get out of this institutional chaos that's a result of their action?
That's a very good question. I would think mainstream Democrats, to the whatever degree they exist, are probably asking that question, what are we getting out of this? Certainly the far left people, those who are supported by George Soros, folks like George Gascon, folks like Chesa Boudin in San Francisco, I believe your DA.
In,
exactly. I believe she's one of them as well. These are far, far left people. I think a lot of them are Marxists. And what they get out of it, I believe, is what V.I. Lenin got out of what I think is one of the greatest political slogans ever before the toppling of the Romanov dynasty in St. Petersburg, Russia, back in 1917, before the Russian monarchy was kicked off its throne by the communists, by the Bolsheviks. His slogan was, the worse, the better. The worse, the better. The more chaos and havoc and pandemonium these guys could create, the more likely people would say, well, we've had enough of the czars. Things are a total mess. You know, I can't pay my bills. I lost my job. You know, bedlam in the streets. Let's turn to a guy like Lenin. Maybe he's got some good ideas. And I think a lot of these people want to see total chaos. They want to see blood in the streets. They want a revolutionary situation. And from that, they believe a more just and noble government can be implemented. And if we achieve socialism in America, that's not my objective. I think it's theirs. And I think some of these people look at the chaos that's going on. And unlike you and me and our listeners, rather than be appalled and disgusted by it, they applaud it and want more. And I think it's really that bad. I think these people are really that evil.
I think you're spot on, because I see the same thing with our southern border. It's as if the problem needs to get so out of hand and so massive that the only entity that would be big enough to come in and solve it is the government. And who wants to expand government? And who wants to consolidate power in the government more than the far left progressives? They think it's they invent problems that they can solve with new government programs and solutions, and then they just happen to be the ones holding the keys when the time comes to make that expansion. Mm-hmm. But I got to think that there are so many different entities right now, or issues, I should say. The problems have gotten so big in so many different categories. I really feel like the American people are kind of calloused to this now, and they're saying enough that the common sense that they have, maybe honestly, in such a wonderful country that we live in, we've had it so great that you kind of have the opportunity to dabble in the ideas of socialism, which when pitched to you sounds light and fluffy and helping everybody. It's just not real. And when you're not safe and you're being locked in your homes and they're slapping masks on your kids everywhere they go, and you know, you have these instances where you're watching the administration handle overseas conflicts in, as a bumbling disaster, I feel like I'm just pulling for it, that the American people are about to say, we're going to try something else.
Yeah, I hope that happens. I do think that, again, back to the worse the better concept, I think part of their objective is to have so many things going wrong at once that you just get exhausted. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, I can't even watch the news anymore. And you just basically, you know, hide under the bed, if you will. A small item recently overseas, Biden is trying to get the South Koreans to release $18 million in funds that in various accounts controlled by Iran. So the Ayatollahs will have $18 million to use to pay their UN dues and be able to restore their voting rights at the UN. I mean, you see an item like that, you just want to throw your hands up and, you know, run down the street in horror. And then you got the crime, and you've got the inflation, and you've got the supply chain crisis, which is worse than ever. I love cherry sparkling water from Walgreens. I can't get my hands on it here in New York. It's impossible. And so I think a lot of people just get very upset and just, as I say, just sort of surrender and just kind of yield to the pandemonium. I think that's part of what they want. And as far as crime goes, I think we've reached the point where people just really need to arm themselves and, you know, everybody get a concealed or open carry permit and be ready to battle these criminals and take them out if they attack.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the police have their hands tied. Some of these prosecutors are not interested in enforcing the law. Some of the judges are thrilled to play along with the criminal hugging behavior. Others are upset, but their hands are tied as well because of things like bail reform. And the only thing really left at this point is to let the American citizens arm themselves and protect themselves. It's very sad we've reached that point, but I think here we are.
Well, Fox News contributor Joy Murdoch, you're a voice of common sense and fearless truth, and we love having you on here with us
very
each week.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you again next week.
Talk to you. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. I am always grateful for his you know, cut straight to the chase approach. Let's take a quick break. We are covering the news as it continues to develop with the retirement of Supreme Court Justice Breyer, a leftist judge who is going to be stepping down to give President Biden the opportunity to appoint his successor, something Ruth Bader Ginsburg didn't do. And Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court justice because of that. Breyer not taking those chances, as we understand. So we'll talk a little bit more about that and who might be in the running to replace Justice Breyer, among other things. Just like Joy Murdoch just said, getting kind of tired of this. Let's get back to some common sense and, I guess, put the adults back in the room. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this Neil Young?
No.
Man, you know classic rock.
I do. This is Everly Brothers. I know this is.
Okay.
Ooh la la. Name a Neil Young song.
Ohio. I don't even know if that's the name of the song.
If you're just saying words, I'm like, okay.
Southern Man.
Old Man? Is that different than Southern Man?
Old man, look at my life. Is that that song?
No, Southern Man is...
Ohio Man.
It's the one where he was talking about Southern Man, don't forget what your good book said.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I can't
say. Is that why Lynyrd Skynyrd said...
That's exactly why Lynyrd Skynyrd
said... Neil Young. What's...
A Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
Yeah.
Hope Neil Young will remember.
I didn't know that quote existed until the last few days.
Well, it's out there now.
It's out there now.
It's out there.
If you want to look up a Neil Young song that you don't know about, look up Piece of Crap.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really funny song.
Is it about him? Just kidding.
I don't know what it's
about. That's off brand, Annie. Don't do that.
It's just about things you buy on TV not working.
Did you write it?
It's a great song.
Yeah, you love it.
It's funny.
When Neil Young comes out and says it's me or Joe Rogan, I'm like, you've not been on the scene lately.
I think you're overestimating your leverage, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
I think the show Parenthood. Did either of you watch that show?
No.
Super good show. Highly recommend.
I feel like I've seen it.
Would be Coach is in it. What's his name?
Craig T.
Nelson. Craig T. Nelson. Yeah. Coach. Yes.
Yeah. He's just Coach.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's in it.
Is Dauber in it?
I don't know what that means.
From Coach.
Is he the older white haired guy?
No. He's the tall football playing guy.
Oh. I'm having flashbacks. I don't think so.
Isn't he the same guy who does the voice of Patrick Starr?
Yeah, he does Patrick.
Who's that?
In SpongeBob.
Oh, I haven't seen that either.
You haven't seen SpongeBob?
I've never seen an episode of SpongeBob.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you that I've sat down and watched an episode
of SpongeBob. I've watched full Supreme Court hearings before. I am out of my depth on this.
Tell us what Blasey Ford said in minute 45 of the 2017
hearing.
Oh, it's
my favorite minute.
That's the one where she holds up the notepad with nothing on it.
I'm just that good. It's really bad when you've got like a really good joke that's like in that lane and you look around and you like you can't make the joke and then you start to do a little self-reflection and you're like, my life is sad.
My priorities are either more better or worse.
At the beginning of this, I felt like I was way up here, like, ooh, look at how smart big brain I am. And now I'm feeling pretty dumb because nobody knows what I'm talking about. Has Joe Rogan responded to the Neil Young stuff?
He had Jordan Peterson on. Man,
I know
was that,
that
his response?
No, I think that's just Joe Rogan doing Joe Rogan.
Nah, I don't think
because Joe Rogan should just not say anything if he hasn't already. Because Neil, like, legitimately, nobody cares about Neil Young the way Neil Young thought people were going to care about Neil Young, and that is a very, very tough lesson to learn publicly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I'll say this because I know Neil Young listens. I thought Crosby, Stills, and Nash were actually better before Neil Young.
Oh, because it's Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yes.
Do you just get to join? It's like a law firm.
Yeah.
The son finally grew
up. Yeah. They've taken on divorce law now.
I'm glad I amused you that time.
Yeah. That's Young's territory. We're going to focus on domestic abuse.
I just think it's interesting to see the pictures of him popping up, and he looks like a dude. He doesn't look like a rock star. Is he Southern rock? Is he folk rock?
He probably would have been in the folk-ish category.
I feel like, and I'm a big John Mayer fan, I feel like Neil Young had a lot of influence on a couple of John Mayer's recent albums. Basically, when John Mayer went through his public relations disaster, where he made a lot of publicly really dumb decisions, generally speaking, they had to do with how he talked about women and people of color. He, like, went and hid in Montana.
I don't remember any of this.
Well, no, you'd have to be, a fan to know. I know this. But it inspired, I think that John Mayer has really grown from that, and he's admitted to being like an egomaniac narcissist who it's pretty much what he was, but he got two really good albums out of it. And I think my biggest understanding of who Neil Young is through those albums of John Mayer. And then I see him pop up and making demands. I'm like, Joe Rogan is one of the most widely listened to and known people in America right now. You're aging yourself out of this, and this is not the hill that you're going to die on surrounded by your friends.
Yeah. It's like Fox News coming out and going, look, it's either us or Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
You choose. Wait a minute.
And
Tucker's like, yeah, that's fine.
I was going to do his laugh. He transitioned. It's like a. I love Tucker. I think he's much must watch television. He says things that are obvious that nobody else is saying, and he always follows it by obviously. If you listen to him every time he says obviously, like take a shot or something, you'd be passed out by 7:10 p.m. But his roller coaster of emotions while he's giving his monologue, he touches all bases.
Does he tape some of that, or is it live?
No, I'm sure
it's got to be
sure
taped,
some
right?
Of it's taped. I'm sure a lot of the guests are.
Yeah,
taped.
Yeah.
I think that I would assume, I don't know, but I would assume that his opening monologue is live, and that the guest. I mean, he has Tucker Carlson tonight, and then they needed to come up with a new name for his Fox Nation show, and he said it's Tucker Carlson today. So
got creative.
That was yes, not, sir, Mr. Carlson.
That
sir.
Was not named by a woman. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Well, when is the show? When is it going to air? Well, it's going to air during the daytime. I got the name. Tucker Carlson today.
I'd like to see Tucker Carlson do a morning type show.
Tucker Carlson
where he's having coffee
afternoon.
And they're just talking about
Tucker Carlson after midnight.
Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
Would you?
Yes, I would. Tucker Carlson after midnight. Tide gets a little loose. And then you don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's rated, but I'm tuning in.
I am going to just wait for your report on that.
Okay.
And
here's another thing you should do a report on. I'll do a report on this.
You're the one doing reports right now. I haven't signed up for any reports.
Apparently, I've never heard the album.
Michael on Facebook says, I want a Tucker channel called Tucker Carlson Forever. Anyway.
Like the Batman sequels.
Yeah, all the good ones.
The Neil Young apparently did an album. He's a rebel, which is why I'm surprised he's so much for the establishment now. Because in his career...
Yeah, they've turned themselves inside out.
Isn't it weird? It's so strange.
I mean, from the world is burning outside of that, it's kind of funny.
but
it's also not good.
No, it sort of puts a bad taste in your mouth while you're laughing at it. But he was in a contract dispute with one of his record labels at one time, and he had to do, four albums for him. Well, he hated him so bad that he decided, okay, fine, my next album is coming out real soon, and it is the worst piece of garbage, intentionally bad, that you've ever heard.
Is it his
heard.
Best-selling album?
I don't think it does well.
Halfway
I think it
through
was,
that story, I couldn't remember that we were talking about Neil Young, and I thought we were talking about Tucker Carlson. Yeah. And then we got back
Tucker's
to
latest album.
Yeah.
Which I also would listen to.
Tucker Carlson forever,
Tucker,
man.
Yeah, it's just him talking about stuff. But apparently he did an electronic album before people did electronic albums, like in the late 70s or early 80s when that was not really a thing. And it is so bad that you can't listen to it. And he's like, fulfill my contract.
Oh, man. I look, just like to your point about how the people who are liberals are the opposite of liberals now. It's in plain sight. Like, I feel like I don't even need to say anything. I just put my hands out front and be like,
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
You don't have to make the point. The point is so overmade by themselves, and everybody knows it, that it's you're shocked that it even exists.
The liberal mindset today, if you're talking about liberals, the liberal mindset today is that the government has established exactly and only the way to react to a set of circumstances in our country, and if you do not comply with set steps and processes set forth by the government, that you should be isolated from public life. Like, there it is. Those aren't liberals. Those are fascists. I think that's fascists, right?
Yes.
That's fascism. I'm going to Google it.
No, that's the problem with using the word fascism. That's been co-opted too. You can't even use it for its
vocabulary
real meaning.
Vocabulary has been co-opted. And that is, I'm pretty sure it's in Rules for Radical, and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which Hillary Clinton was and Obama were students of, that language is one of the key things. You have to start on language so you can control what people can and can't say. Now, it's not about controlling what people can and can't say. It's controlling if people can say anything at all. They've actually managed to come up with a way to silence people who have dissenting opinions. Which is why, I've talked on the air multiple times, specifically this week, about, the concept of, our kids. And thank you, Brad, for on-demanding that so I could have more fights on Twitter about that now. It's still going. But that's good. People are listening. And as I said on Twitter, I said what I said. It is what it is. My argument is in any of that, the push where there's a San Francisco state senator, I believe it is, who wants to lower the age of consent to get vaccinated from 18 to 12. They want to give 12-year-old kids the opportunity to go get a medical procedure, a shot in their arm without consent of parents. Mm-hmm. And as I said, my 12-year-old wants to stay up all night on a school night playing Fortnite and eating ice cream. It's not going to be good for him. That's not something that my child is capable of making a quality decision for himself. He can do that when he's an adult and pay the consequences later, but he's not doing that under my watch. And he's not getting anything put into his body without me saying, or my husband saying ahead of time, that this is a decision that we want to make for him. But never, ever, ever have I said anything about whether anybody else should get the vaccine or whether anybody else should have anything done with their children. My whole point is that I will decide what my kids get done with their lives, with their health, in conjunction with my husband. That's the point. That's the only point. I might have been the first person in line to get my kids vaccinated. I might not have. But that's my decision. And the only argument that I'm willing to engage in publicly is whether or not it is my right to do that. And you're darn right it's my right to do that. And Ryan, what you do with your kids is your decision with your wife, and it's none of my business. Even though I care about your kids, I don't care about your kids the way you care about your kids, and you don't care about my kids the way I care about my kids. That's ridiculous to assume that anybody would care about somebody else's children as much as the people who created them would care about them. You get lost in the arguments about, you know, like, well, did you vaccinate your kids from polio? And polio's the go-to. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Polio. That's the one that we talk about the most. Do vaccinations stop people from getting polio?
I think so.
That's kind of the point of a vaccine. So we can get into the conversation about, do COVID vaccines stop people from getting COVID? We could have that conversation, but that's not the one that I'm choosing. People are having it. People are having it, like, right now in the chain of tweets on my Twitter. I'm not having that conversation because all I care about is butt out of my decisions with my kids and their medical care. That's where I stop.
Yeah, but you can make that point all you want, and you could maybe even have a radio show and make that point over and over again. But why are you a racist?
I know. Can't shake that one. It is what it is. You want to talk about China when we get back?
I do. Let's talk about these movies and the change endings that China is doing.
When we go to break, are you going to congratulate me on teasing what's going to come up next in the
show? I'm going to throw these headphones down and be like, that was a darn good tease, Annie.
Annie, that was some radio that you just did there.
Man.
He does this regularly. We're going to have Ryan talk about something. I have no idea what when we come back. I'm sure it'll be riveting.
American movies in China.
Okay.
American Werewolf in Paris.
Join us on the live chat, on the live stream, Annie Fry YouTube channel, Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, you want some juicy details about Justice Breyer's retirement?
If there are some, yeah.
Shannon Bream, who is super in tune with what's going on in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, she is.
She worked there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
okay.
Like, she spent a lot of time working in the courts and being a part of that world before she is Shannon Bream that we know. She just tweeted at 1:41 p.m., so essentially 7 minutes ago, multiple sources tell me Justice Breyer was not planning to announce his retirement today. They describe him as, quote, upset with how this has played out. We still await any official notice from his office and or the SCOTUS Public Information Office. As I said in the beginning of the show, list all of the things that the Biden administration had, all the spears pointing right at them, all of the bumbling mistakes that they've made. They needed a narrative change and they took it. That's my
holy smokes
assessment.
That's a big deal if that's true.
Yeah. And
we're watching the press briefing here. The questions are about the Supreme Court. It doesn't matter if the questions to the administration are, if the question is, did President Biden pressure him into doing this? Did Breyer come and say he wanted to retire? Was this always the plan? Did the midterms? None of it matters if those questions about the Supreme Court justice aren't like fluff questions. They're not about inflation. They're not about Ukraine. They're not about the president's cognitive ability to do his freaking job. They're not about COVID. They're not about schools being closed down. They're not about crime. They're not about all of these things that the administration has been facing and screwing up around every single corner. It's all about the Supreme Court. And if Justice Breyer was not planning to announce his retirement today, and it pops up today right over the top of Secretary Blinken talking about what's going on in Ukraine, where he's mm-hmm. telling the American people that now would be a great time for you to get out here. If it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck. And George Bush's words probably, you don't know what it is. I made that up.
No, I'm going to keep watching that because that's very interesting. Because they just as we were speaking about it, just got done with that press briefing. So, but Fox News' website still has the top story being Justice Stephen Breyer stepping down. But to the left there, Shannon Bream shares stories about Justice Breyer.
Well, I don't think it's a matter of him not stepping down. I think that it got leaked in a way that was not on Breyer's terms, which makes me think that the Biden administration, that's why I'm saying the Biden administration needed this today. Too much badness going out there surrounding how the administration is handling all of these issues. I mean, I didn't even mention the southern border in what I listed there. So they got the narrative to change. And this is a show-stopping narrative change if people choose to go along with it. And Lord knows that the non-Fox News mainstream media channels are going to go along with it. Because now they're all, you get to spend all of this time. Once again, what did I just said this week. Wait for the conversation to change to race. Wait for the conversation to change to demographics. Because the second that the political landscape goes back to reminding you who you are, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Who in the world gets to say that kind of a racist statement? To declare that because of your skin color, you owe an allegiance to somebody? I thought we were past that. Maybe that's something that we're teaching now in critical race theory. It's bonkers is what it is. The second they come back to you and start talking demographics, They're doing it to divide because that's all this leftist party has in order to acquire people to vote for them. And the Supreme Court justice conversation already today is 50% about the possibility of a black woman being on the Supreme Court.
I am anxiously awaiting now, based on that comment from Shannon Bream, Breyer coming out and saying what he wanted to say. Because we know that Obama and many others have talked to him about stepping down. They had control in, what, 08, 09? I think they talked to him even then and to RBG about stepping down. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were having conversations and they said, well, we're just going to run with it. And he didn't even know. That would be amazing.
Also, if you follow Shannon Bream, Fox News at Night is a great show because she really does a lot of news and asks good questions and has great guests. Knowing her connection to the Supreme Court, that little like middle school drama crap that took place with the Supreme Court right after the vax mandate situation came down and the Biden administration lost in a big way on the mandating vaccines and testing for large companies, privately owned companies. There was the whole conversation, and I didn't even give it the amount of time of the day that it required to figure out what the details were about. Was it Sotomayor and
Gorsuch
and asking to wear masks and refusing to wear masks? I mean, it was dumb. And NPR made an initial report. And Shannon Bream has very close connections and a reputation to uphold, which matters. And she came out and said, listen, this is not what my sources are telling me. And I've checked them twice. This is not what is being reported out there. This division in the Supreme Court that is being reported by NPR is not what I'm hearing. And I'm here to tell you that. And then shortly after that, those Supreme Court justices came out and did make statements that backed up what Shannon Bream was saying, that none of this is true. This is inaccurate. So now that this story has been put out there and maybe scooped, leaked, whatever, I'm always interested in knowing why we are talking about what we're talking about, because I have to choose every day what to talk about. And as much as some people like to suggest that we get our, the people on the left accuse us of getting our GOP talking points memo and then we know what we're talking about for the day. Unfortunately, it's a lot more difficult to do the show because nobody gives me anything to talk about during the day. I have to pick and choose. Brad has to try to anticipate in my brain what I'm going to want to talk about. I'm sending him sound at 2 a.m. at night because I can't sleep. That's how this show comes together. Nobody has ever told me what to say or what to talk about or what not to talk about. Not a single time. And anybody else who is suggesting otherwise, that we're being told what to say here on this station, is selling you something. I promise you that. Wait and see if Breyer, what Breyer's announcement, I mean, it would be hilarious if the announcement never came.
Whew, man.
Wait and see what his announcement sounds like.
Well, right now, the lower third there on Fox News says that sources are saying that Breyer is upset that retirement news leaked, which kind of speaks to what you were saying, that yes, he was going to do it, but he didn't want it to happen this way. So we'll see. We'll see.
Still his seat.
He doesn't have to
quit.
You
can pry it from my cold, dead hands. But I'm not talking about the Second Amendment.
You know what's funny? When you said that people say, oh, you're just reciting GOP talking points or whatever. That's the best argument for when they don't want to actually address the point you're making.
Anytime. Or an alternative to what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you were saying something about the border, for instance. Oh, you're just repeating a GOP talking point. Hey, can you actually talk about the border? Because I was making a real point. It's just a diversion.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that's all that is. That drives me. I was going to say it drives me crazy, but it really is sort of a, okay, you win.
Yeah. It's just showing of your hand. Can we talk about China when we get back?
Well, let's just make the tease right up through the end of the show, and then I'll do it on Reardon.
Oh, wait. You said 57.50. Mm-hmm. You got 2 minutes? Can you do it?
You want me to
read
it real fast?
Yeah. Yeah, like super fast, like Micro Machines.
You ever seen Fight Club?
Really? Yes. I have seen that.
Fight Club
is
the film that they're altering. Listen to the way that, because you remember the end of Fight Club?
We don't talk about Fight Club.
That's the first rule. We're on the second rule.
Obligatory comment. No.
Tyler Durden realizes that he's two people,
story.
Basically. And he
don't give it away.
Okay, I won't. But
people
well, just watch the Chinese
it.
Version. You'll watch a new ending.
Really, Tyler Durden
the American
is
ending.
Joe Biden.
I'm not going to tell you the Chinese. No. So it's so anti-establishment, right? because they blow up credit card companies, and it's about basically washing away the financial system of the world.
Making the entire establishment system chaos.
So the ending was replaced in China right before the bomb goes off. The screen just goes dark, and text comes up on the screen saying that Edward Norton's character... wait a second here. Before the explosions, a message comes up that says... Police foiled the plot, arrested the criminals, and sent Durden to a lunatic asylum.
That's it?
Yes. Then it says...
Can you imagine paying extra money to support a charity to find out that it's a black screen that has those words on
right,
it?
Right. Then it goes on to say, through the clue provided by Tyler, the police rapidly figured out the whole plan and arrested all criminals, successfully preventing the bomb from exploding. That's the ending in China to Fight Club.
What a disaster.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is dystopia.
This is going to come as a shock. The things are not better in China.
Really?
Even Fight Club isn't better
I mean,
in
I wouldn't mind seeing that ending.
I mean, it's with your own eyes. I wonder if it, is it on YouTube?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm just reading the reports about it.
That's crazy. Is that a new story?
Yeah, it's brand new.
All right. Well, let's monitor Justice Breyer's dissatisfaction with the leak of the announcement of his retirement from the Supreme Court. Signs of the Apocalypse with Hannah at 225, and more with you in just a minute. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.